What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to go ahead and take a phone call from Tony in Puerto Rico. Aloha, Tony. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Aloha, Mike. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay, great. Listen, I'm a little intrigued about the Revolutionary War. Why didn't France, Spain, and Mexico fought with British against the Americans? Because they also had property in America, didn't they?
No, at the time, the colonies were almost exclusively British. And as a matter of fact, France, throughout that period of time in history, was more or less constantly at war with Great Britain. And France came into the revolution on the side of the revolutionaries more about annoying Britain than actually having that much care about the colonists, although obviously some of the people in the French side were very committed to the idea of freedom, like General Lafayette. And, of course, the American Revolution was a very strong and powerful inspiration for the French Revolution that followed on just a few years later.
Yeah, I understand that, Mike, but didn't France have Louisiana?
At that time, Louisiana wasn't part of the British colonies.
Okay. Now, what about Mexico? Didn't Mexico have Texas, California?
Texas and California didn't exist back then.
Okay, I got you.
And again, those territories were outside the British colonies, which were the item under contest. So they didn't really have a truck in that fight, so to speak.
Right. What about the Spaniards? Didn't they have Florida?
Yeah, but again, Florida wasn't part of the colonies. I think you need to go on back and look at the map of the original 13 colonies, and you'll understand. They weren't fighting over the nation as we know it today. They were fighting over a much, much smaller piece of territory.
I got you. Okay. All right, thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Getting on back to the economic news, Microsoft is announcing major, major layoffs. And they still have not, they've started notifying employees whose jobs are being cut. And more than likely, it's people in quality control and places like that. And one source is saying that it's going to be several thousand employees. CNBC said the number is only 3,000, but he didn't have a source for that number. But obviously, Microsoft is now in huge trouble. And I think the reason is the arrogance they had in trying to force Windows 10 on people. And we just dug our heels in and said, no, we are sick of this planned obsolescence nonsense where every 5 years we're forced to buy all new product. And it, especially in this case, the replacement, the new version is worse than what we had before. And in a healthy economy, maybe we can go along with that kind of nonsense, but we don't have that kind of an economy anymore. And that business model where your long-term financial planning requires the consumer to buy the same thing over and over and over and over again is not viable in the current economic realities. And any large corporation who has not adjusted to that new reality, they're going to be in trouble. And I think that is a big part of what's happening to Microsoft. Apparently over in the Bank of Japan, they've gone on a bond buying epidemic, if you will. They're trying to buy unlimited 10-year Japan government bonds at 0.11%. So apparently they're trying to stock up. And again, here in this country, money is actually leaving the bond market. Now, over in Russia and Ukraine, the Ukrainian farmers are now directly appealing to Russia to try and find a way around Kiev's trade blockade with Crimea. Because when Crimea went over to the Russian Federation, and Kiev declared an economic blockade, it basically cut these farmers off from a major part of their market. They don't have a place to sell their produce any longer. And that's really what's wrong with all this nonsense about sanctions and blockades and embargoes. It's an easy thing for these rulers to get on up and, you know, wag their genitalia at each other and thump their chest and say, I'm going to hurt you. But it's the ordinary people who suffer from these things, whether it's the Crimean blockade, the sanctions against Russia, the oil price wars. It's always going to come on down to ordinary people who wind up paying the real stiff price for it all. It doesn't hurt the rulers all that much. It's just numbers and a ledger to them. And it really has gone on way too far. I mean, all of this global geopolitics, this push to a new world order, this U.S. against Russia and China, it's already inflicting major damage all across the globe. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. As I mentioned earlier to that that caller on the line, 70% of college grads will never pay off their student loans. And college has become just another scam here in the United States of America. You get lured in with promises of high-paying jobs. Oh, you'll pay off those student loans in just a few years. And they're not there. Today, college is training kids for an economy that no longer exists. And college has just become another way to just get those kids and plunge them on that barbed debt hook as hard as possible, as early as possible. I mean, the banks are so desperate to get new borrowers to keep the Ponzi scheme going. They're now literally going after high school kids. They want to give high school kids credit cards now. So, all right, we have a caller on the line, Al in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I hope you're well.
I'm well.
That's great. Hopefully the lady... wait a minute. Oh, the lady Claire's going to be coming out soon, right?
Yeah, another, she'll be here in about 53 minutes.
Okay. Anyway, earlier you were talking about Japan with their bond market, which... It's a joke. They're 300%, you know, debt to GDP. This is, it's absolutely insane. But one of the things you said was they're looking at a 10-year bond that'll pay 0.11%. Now, you said 0.11, and there is a difference. I'm not, you know, saying anything other than if you take $1,000 and you add 0.11 percentage points to that, it's not much. It's like $1.10. Whereas, when people refer to, 0.11 as 0.11, it sounds bigger, but it's not. It's almost nothing, right?
It's almost nothing. It really is. What the Bank of Japan is doing with the government of Japan is what our Federal Reserve is doing with Washington, D.C. They're just creating money out of thin air and finding a reason to give it to the government to keep them propped up.
Yeah, and here's the only thing. Here's what I don't like about it, because the government's doing it, right? If currency were free to people like you and I, we could actually make a difference in the economy, because we would be spending it, right? I don't have a problem with like quote unquote free money, but you know as well as I do that government largesse is out of control, and it doesn't matter what country you look at, it's ridiculous. So, you know, this is not going to end well. It's coming. Just like one of my favorite guys that calls into your show from New Jersey. This is not going to end well, and people need to understand this, you know, as quickly as possible. Get out of debt and start buying, you know, canned goods like canned tomatoes and pasta and you know, the staples that you can, you know, hoard, quote-unquote, because we're going to need it. Times are going to get tough here. I mean, we can see this happening. I can see it coming. I bet you can, too. What's going to happen the next time the economy... down? What are they going to do? Like, take the debt that's existing now, and then we're going to print 10 times that, and it's over.
Yeah, you know, we're going to be down in Zimbabwe territory with paper notes that say $100 trillion on them. Printing away the debt never works in the long run. And the reason we're in such trouble is, again, we have a government made up of politicians and officials who aren't thinking long term. It's how can I make this hang together until I am out of office? I'm retired, or what? Somebody else is going to take the blame for the fall. That's the way they think. That's the way politicians think. And it's not very productive. It's not very effective. But it is a common feature of all failing empires. Okay, I guess we lost Al. We were hearing problems on the line here. So let's take a phone call from Kyle in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Kyle. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I have sort of a philosophical question for you surrounding North Korea. We know that there's 24 million people living there in just abject horror.
We've been told there are 24 million people living there in abject horror by the same people who told
that,
by the same people who told us Saddam had nuclear weapons.
Okay, I would, you know, from the stuff with like Otto Warmbier and from, you know, people that have traveled. There's a great book called Dear Reader out there that documents, you know, the independent reporter who went there and documented a whole bunch of stuff.
Let me put it to you this way, okay? If somebody wanted to propagandize that people in the United States were suffering, they could send a reporter down to the Appalachian area and look at all the people living out of shacks down there and do up a book or a news article and make it look like the entire country is that way. Now, for those of you who have Google Earth, it might be a very good exercise for you to actually go on in and look at North Korea. And yes, there are areas of squalor and poverty, but there does seem to also be a very solid middle class that are living in decent houses.
I guess then that kind of answers my question. I guess that kind of settles it for me. Because I was saying, based on what I've seen from North Korea, I think that there is a legitimate humanitarian...
When were you there?
...that needs to be happening there. When was I there? And that's why I said, based on what I've seen of North Korea...
Okay.
...and what I've been, you know, from a multiple of sources, most of them not within the mainstream media...
Well, you know, again, being the age that I am, I remember the days of the first Cold War where everywhere, whether it was on TV, magazines, newspapers, even at school, we were being given an image of the Soviet Union, which ultimately turned out to be completely false. And it was simply a way to get us to hate the Soviet Union, to demonize the Soviet Union, to demonize the leadership of the Soviet Union. And I'm not saying they were perfect. They made a lot of really bad mistakes like Lysenkoism and so forth. But again, we have to be very cautious right now that the government propagandists, they know nobody is paying attention to corporate media any longer. They're trying to develop new pathways to feed the propaganda to you, including controlled outlets on the independent media.
Well, and so for the sake of argument, for the sake of this discussion, let's assume that everything... all the horrors, all the work camps, everything we've seen from North Korea is true, for the sake of this argument. Would you say, under those conditions, that there would be a moral, humanitarian sort of, you know, we must do something to help these people
Ask you a question. Okay, looking at the fact that we have prison labor factories in this country, do you think there's a humanitarian crisis here that needs to be dealt with?
Well, no, in the sense that, like, in North Korea, if I'm a father and I get sent to the work camps and I die in the work camps and say I've been sent there for 40 years and I die there after 6, those 34 years still remaining fall down to my family and they will then have to go to the work camps and work in my place.
Why are you sure about that?
And once again, I said this is based on, for the sake of this conversation, based on what I've heard.
Okay, well,
it
sounds to me like we're having a debate on how many angels can dance on the head of a pin.
No. The point of my question is to say, if everything we've heard, if all of the horrors from North Korea are true, and I'm not going to say that they're all true, but if the living standards and if the things that, that the Kim Jong-un was doing over there are legit, do you, at that point, would you think that there is a basic humanitarian need
the question
to go
is
in there?
Meaning, the question is meaningless because I do not concede your prime assumption that we actually know what's going on in North Korea any more than we knew what was going on in Iraq prior to that war, any more than we know what was really going on in Iran back when they were demonizing Ahmadinejad and saying they were getting ready to strike at Israel. We don't really know, okay?
Okay.
We are the American people are the most lied to people on the face of the earth, and you have to remember that before you look at anything on the TV or newspapers or magazines. Anyway, Kyle, coming up on a commercial break, we're going to let you go. Thank you very much. But it is a meaningless question. You know, he wants to have a discussion on a pure hypothesis that for once in the last three decades, we're actually being told the truth about a nation that the U.S. government clearly has designs on. So I think that's rather naive. All right, getting on back to the economic news. Homelessness, say that three times fast. Rivero speaks, take two. Homelessness in New York City spiked by nearly 40% so far this year. That's another indicator. Things are really going downhill. We have to get people jobs. We have to bring the jobs back somehow. And I'm not talking about we make a deal with a foreign car factory that's going to hire a few thousand people. We're talking about 90 million Americans need a job right now. And unfortunately, it's going to be impossible to wave a magic wand and just all of a sudden have all these shiny new factories and new technologies. We've all been allowing our manufacturing to decline since the 1980s, and it will take a similar period of time to rebuild it. And again, nobody wants our GMO agriculture, and it's going to be a major mess unwinding from that one. And again, one of the reasons I totally back Donald Trump's resurgence of NASA and its retasking, getting them away from global warming and actually going back on out and exploring the universe is not because we need to explore the universe, but because we need to remember that the tech boom of the 70s, 80s, and 90s, with all the attendant jobs, was born in the research and development that led to the Apollo missions to the moon. Unfortunately, much of that tech development still involved foreign manufacturers. And the United States has forgotten how to make a lot of this stuff. A lot of the people in this country who know how to do large-scale fabrication of integrated circuits and so forth, they've been lured away by other countries who respect manufacturing and those who can manufacture. We got a long, long way back to fix everything that's wrong with this country. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Kathleen in Paris, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Yes, it's back one topic ago about propaganda and the young man who was, you know, carried away with the propaganda about North Korea. And a professor I had in the university one time said something really eye-opening. She said, I'm going to tell you something very surprising. She said, the sun actually shines in Russia.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Because at that time, it was a long time ago, but at that time, the only images we had of Russia were people in gray coats waiting in bread lines.
Yes.
Yeah.
So well, you know, there was that one time when the Soviet Union did make that disastrous experiment with Lysenkoism, and bread was in short supply, and it ultimately led to that deal where the U.S., which then was the breadbasket for the world, did sell a whole bunch of grain to Russia to get them through the tough time. Anyway, we got to let you go. Yes. Got to take a break for commercials. Got another caller waiting on the line. We'll be right back. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm getting all kinds of emails from people who have a more direct experience of North Korea. And one of them pointed me at a documentary from Russia Today called The Happiest People on Earth, North Korea, The Rulers, The People, and The Official Narrative. It's about an hour long, and it will open your eyes as to what life is like in North Korea. And I'm seeing things like rock bands. And apparently they have state-funded daycare for all working parents. And, oh, there's a little tiny cute guy, and he's playing with a toy gun. Can you imagine the uproar from the liberals if that was happening here in this country? And, yeah, this is going to be worth watching. And I'm just skipping forward through it. Nice factories. Yeah, guess what? They remember that comment that Kennedy made? In Germany, we all cherish our children's future. We all walk the same earth. We all breathe the same air. This is definitely it. So that's your homework for the weekend. There'll be a pop quiz on Monday. We're going to go back to the phones here. Haas in Nebraska, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I was listening to you talk about all these Americans that don't have jobs and stuff. And you know, I've been listening to you for about a year now, and I don't understand why people don't just move to an area where there are jobs. I mean,
where would that be?
Okay, well, in Columbus, Nebraska, there's over 100 jobs right now in manufacturing. In Norfolk, Nebraska,
100.
There's 50.
Wow.
That's 100 people, that's one city. So if you get 10, that's 1,000. So now we can just keep adding up cities. If you want to, just stop being a milk system, I'm not going to have a pity party for you. I moved around a lot, because I was in the Army and stuff. So, I shouldn't have to. I don't feel sorry for anyone that says I can't find a job. I can throw a stone anywhere in the state and find you a job. So.
Well, good for you, and maybe you should open up an employment agency then. But the reality is, we have almost half of able-bodied Americans have not been able to find jobs over the weeks and months. That's the reality. There's a few jobs here and there, certainly around here in Hawaii. Every time there's an offer for a job, thousands of people show up to apply for it.
But why don't people move to places where there are jobs? You can just go on any website and say,
I know the Army has paid for your moves. I know the Army's paid for your moves during your whole career with them, but it's a very expensive thing for people to move, especially from here in Hawaii. Claire and I are trying to find a way back to the mainland, and we keep getting estimates from the moving companies between $15,000 and $20,000 it's going to take. Okay, why do we have to bite the bullet when the government and the bankers have made this mess? Okay, let's put the blame where the blame belongs. They offshored our jobs. They mired us in unpayable debt, and their solution to every one of their self-made problems is to go on out and raise taxes and fees on the rest of us. And I'm glad you've got 100 jobs in the town where you're living. But that's certainly not the case for the vast majority of the country. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Rick in Arizona. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
All right, Mike. You got the best show on RBN. Hey, this reminds me of Libya. The people in Libya were just too happy. That's why they had to go over there and wreck it. And the same thing in North Korea. When you have a country that's really happy and it works and people are living a good life, you cannot have that sticking out, in people's faces like over here in America. Because it gives the American way of life a bad name. So,
what was really interesting about the propaganda for Libya, and for that matter, the Soviet Union, was not that they were necessarily suffering. It's just that they weren't living their lives the way we did. Therefore, by default, they were inferior.
Well, they were living a pretty good life, considering they paid you to go to school. Gas was 50 cents a gallon, but. I knew people from South Korea, and they knew they had relatives still across the DMZ. And they never said anything. They never made any comments about how tough it was up there and how they, the people of South Korea, the older generation, wouldn't mind reuniting with the North Koreans. But the younger generation
wouldn't. I think it would be a good thing. Anyway, Rick, got to let you go. We got to do a commercial break. I got another call waiting. Heading to the top of the hour and the lovely Lady Claire.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And Nikki Haley has already come on out with both barrels blazing about UNESCO declaring the Hebron Old City a World Heritage Site. She's out there saying it's an affront to history. Boy, I got to tell you, if Nikki Haley wants to work so hard for Israel, why isn't she their ambassador instead of ours? In fact, at this point, I'm ready to start a GoFundMe project to ship Nikki Haley over to Israel. She loves it so much. We'll just get a big wooden crate, drop her in there with some MREs, drill some air holes, don't want an embarrassment over there, and just send her on over there. Because if you're not ready to put this country first, you should not be in any positions of authority. That's where we are. We have to. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Al in Canada, for some reason, your call got cut off before, so welcome back. And what were we talking about? Al in Canada, are you there? Okay, it looks like we lost him again. So let's switch over to Alex in San Antonio. Alex, are you there?
Aloha, Mike, and I don't know what the Hawaiian word for congratulations is, or at least tentative congratulations is, but big congratulations out there for everybody who's an out-of-the-box thinker, because for at least right now, World War III seems like it's been diverted just for a little bit.
Well, we'll see. We are breathing a little bit easier, but of course, for peace to happen, everybody has to agree. It only takes one maniac with a bomb to keep the war going, and there are unfortunately so many people within so many governments who are still agitating for war because they're invested in defense industries or they're seeking promotion. So
that's absolutely fine, Mike. I hate to interrupt you. They can dream. They can do what they want. They can get into the airplanes, and we can give them the orange jumpsuits, and they can go fight themselves. But they need the populace of the United States of America. They need Americans to want to fight in order for this thing to be what it needs to be for their plans to go through. And that is not happening. At least today, there is a monolithic encouragement across all people who want peace, whether they're on the left or the right, and at least they see that the real leaders, that are ones that are in charge, they don't want to fight each other, and neither should the population, neither do the populations. So let the crazies go fight whatever they want to fight, but at least I know that the battle is far from over, but at least it has taken a major turn where we can now say it's not a speculation anymore. Now we know no one wants to fight, so we're just going to go after those who are violently pursuing belligerents.
Yes. That would be a nice idea. Personally, I think we ought to take all these people who want a war, and we drop them in a sports arena with chainsaws, and whoever comes out with most bodily parts, you know, gets to go home. And meanwhile, we run a little gambling on the side. We sell the pay-per-view rights to cable TV. We could actually pay off the national debt with that.
No, I'm with you 100%. I'm like, okay, let's start taking bets on, you know, who's going to win this. Is Zucker going to beat Zuckerberg? You know, the battle of the Zuckers. You know, we can even, you know, start little marketing things for it. You know, meme it out ourselves. You know, it just, at this point, It's not that we feel like we've won. It's that we know that the tide has turned, and we know that the whole planet knows that America, and especially Donald Trump, those who were on the fence about him, like, does he really want to fight? Does he really want to do this? Now they know that he doesn't, and that is going to be a unifying factor that is along all of America, and I think every peace-loving person on the planet and everybody who's ever been through a war is going to want to believe this, with what we believe and what we've known and why we voted for him, this peaceful, cooperative side of Trump, and not this, you know, buffoon that gets on Twitter and you know, does things that, yes, they're entertaining, however, they you know, they do tend to take away from his optics. I guess it's bad optics, you could say. But this, I mean, and I'm sorry. I know I'm going long here, but I feel that you've been vindicated after so long. I wish I could give you a hug, man, and a big kiss, and thank you, and say thank you so much, because you are a big, 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 big energy in the independent media around the planet. And for a long time, you know, this has been on the other side, more like we're definitely having to prepare to fight than, you know, we're
okay. Well, let me cut on in here, okay, because okay, I will agree we're seeing some positive indicators about Donald Trump, but offsetting that is the fact that Trump does not appear to be totally in control of the government, and Donald Trump would not be the first president who wanted peace, who was maneuvered into war by those around him, especially the Defense Department. So
right,
we know
right.
that
no, I agree
that,
with you.
We know that the establishment will very often do their best to prevent peace. We were talking the other day about how somebody actually sabotaged Francis Gary Powers' U2 so that it would come down over Russia in order to derail the peace talks between Kennedy and Khrushchev. So these kind of things go on, and I think Donald Trump, when he comes on back from the G20, he's probably going to find a lot of very angry people in Washington, D.C., who are going to be screaming at him that he was showing weakness, that we need to move forward on Syria, and so forth and so on. Donald Trump really needs to get control of the government, and the first place he's going to have to start is get rid of these Obama holdovers who are still in the administration, and basically start taking a very heavy hand with his own White House staff. You're either supporting Donald Trump, the president, or you can go find another job somewhere else, because he's got way too many people working for him who see themselves as his manipulators, including McMaster's and Harry Reid, who openly advocate lying to the president in his daily briefing in order to maneuver him into doing what they want. And the president isn't there.
I understand, Mike.
Okay.
It's just that what I'm saying is but it's looking like the tide is turning because of all the pedophile arrests that are happening. I don't know if you just saw what John Podesta did, but he just basically committed suicide on social media, on Twitter specifically. But I mean, the tide is turning. The pedophiles are being arrested, and I believe that that's probably what this is setting up, the arrest of major political figures all over the globe for various crimes, but most will probably go unnamed just because it would be too shocking for
that
population.
That tends to be the case here. Well, apparently they just bagged several high-ranking German and European politicians in a sweep over in Germany as well. Anyway, listen.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. You be well. Have a great weekend, okay?
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Getting on back to the news here, the economic news. Apparently, Americans who can no longer afford their homes are now up 146% over the past 16 years, which lines up very nicely with the war agenda. And under federal guidelines, households that spend more than 30% of their income on housing costs are considered cost burdened and will have difficulty affording basic necessities like food, clothing, transportation, and medical care. This at the same time, we're seeing places like St. Louis start to cut the minimum wage. The retail Mageddon is continuing. Sears and Kmart are looking at closing another 43 stores as the retail crisis continues, and they're still trying to blame online sales for it. But that's not what's going on. What's going on is we, the people, have been bled of all our money. We can't go to the stores or online and buy things. That's just the reality, and nobody wants to deal with that, or they wouldn't be talking about so many jobs being lost to automation in the coming years. Everybody's looking at their own little ledger, saying, well, this will be good for me, I think. They said that during offshoring. Didn't it actually, in the long run, harm those corporations? But they're all still out there worshiping at the altar of Adam Smith, who basically said if everybody is just greedy for themselves, the whole system will move forward, and that was a fallacy. And Nobel Prize-winning mathematician John Nash actually proved that in his doctoral dissertation. But nobody wants to hear that. Nobody wants to hear that you have to be conscious of the system as a whole when you're doing your strategic planning. They just want to go on being greedy and believing that driving around in a Maserati and having a $100,000 wristwatch on your wrist is somehow making society better. And it really isn't. Now, getting over to Europe and the immigration crisis, Sweden is about to ban independent media for revealing the ethnicity of these arrested rapists and other criminals who have come on into Sweden. Their official policy is you don't need to know how much of the current explosion in sexual assaults and rapes and other crimes is tied in with the immigration program, the refugee program. It's none of your business. Meanwhile, Sweden's National Police Commissioner is out there just saying, we need help. These Islamist militias are taking control over large areas of Sweden, where the police don't even go there anymore. They've shut down their police offices. Sweden is literally being carved up into these little warlord zones here. Meanwhile, down in Germany, armed crewmen who's responsible for borders at the German Union of Police, is saying Germany's borders are as wide open as a barn door, and criminals, people smugglers, and migrants of unexplained identity are just walking on in. It is out of control. Now, Nigel Farage is out there calling this all migration and Merkel madness, and says it is turning the EU leaders against each other. And it really is. Merkel is still out there pushing the globalist agenda, refugee, along with the leadership of Sweden and other countries in the European Union, saying, no, it's gone too far, and it's threatening to tear the European Union apart. And even Bill Gates was all on board with open borders and globalism and refugees. He's done a complete 180, saying it's time to control the flow of and I think his concern is that Europe literally could be torn into pieces by the refugee crisis, and that would be a major setback for the globalist New World Order. Meanwhile, the European Union has issued an order to Great Britain that they must take more refugees to help ease the migration crisis over in Italy, forgetting that it was the refugee crisis in part that led to the Brexit. One illegal immigrant got tossed in prison for leading a gang of Nigerian fraudsters who pretended to be members of parliament, police, and even judges in a £10 million benefits scam. This Coyote Sani, 38, was sent to jail for 5 years and 3 months in this scam. But apparently, these fraudsters, led by this illegal immigrant, stole personal data from the Civil Services Sports Council and had access to the data of 120,000 public sector employees and pensioners, and then used that data to fraudulently apply for all these various benefits. Don't nations have a right to keep people like this out of their country before they cause harm? Do we not have a right to keep potential terrorists out of our country before they terrorize? Do not nations have a right to keep potential rapists out of their country before they rape? And most importantly, do nations not have a right to keep people carrying highly contagious and in some cases untreatable diseases out of their population? And the answer is, of course, yes. That's what borders are for. That's what government is supposed to do. The proponents of the globalist New World Order are completely unconcerned with the harm that their ideology is causing to ordinary people. And we've had way too much of that, this absence of concern for ordinary people. That has to be brought back into the equation for government at all levels, from the city government up to the global government. And it's just not there. Now, as I mentioned to that caller, German police have arrested high-level politicians in a major pedophile ring bust. Apparently, there was this dark web sharing site, I guess. It's global, called that was out there. And they ran this operation called Operation Elysium. And it was actually started on the eve of the G20. And it threw the summit into disarray. Apparently, key members of at least two European delegations to the G20 were arrested. Again, names are not being released, and I'm opposed to that. I think people who engage in this kind of vile behavior ought to be publicly shamed instead of protected. Now, we found this news report from NBC. YouTube video. This is from March of this year, where even NBC was talking about allegations of sex crimes that were being covered up by Hillary Clinton's State Department, including prostitution and, yes, pedophilia. There is something wrong with our civilization that we seem to have these very sick people, mentally ill, seeking positions of power, and there's something wrong with us that we somehow go along with this. I would love to see that whole thing explode all over the globe, and apparently this dark web site where they were all trading their videos and pictures of what they've been doing, which is pretty gross and disgusting, had something like 80,000 people signed on to it. And I can imagine there's going to be an issue made of it. Donald Trump was talking about making an issue of this. It's time to clean up this part of the swamp. Vladimir Putin, very, very unhappy with all of this. He's cleaning it up out of Russia. And maybe the reason they are not doing a lot of reporting on it is because so many very high-ranking people are being involved. It's a scandal that could bring down an entire government. Look at the way they've been covering it up in Great Britain all these many years. Okay, apparently a British woman has been sent to prison for falsely claiming she was raped by 15 different men, one of whom himself was wrongfully sent to prison. Gemma Beale, 25 years old, just kept making up these stories because she felt empowered by sending those icky poo men into trouble. One actually fled the country. We're going to take a break for commercials. Back after these few words.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we are unfortunately still not quite finished with political correctness. because apparently there is a new Army training manual that includes a section on how to deal with transgenders who are recruited into the military, specifically men who are convinced they are women inside. And apparently the Army is going to allow these men to shower with the female soldiers. And the new Army training is telling the female soldiers they should just accept this. I somehow don't think this is going to make them more effective fighting people. Now, the other day we were talking about this Amish farmer who was making, growing and making his own traditional herbal remedies. And apparently he got into trouble with the FDA because the FDA had not approved the labeling on them. And at one point when this situation was ramping up, there was a confrontation. And he was looking at 48 years in prison. As it turns out, he was sentenced to just 6. But still, this is an overreach of government authority. Now, of course, his problem was that he was actually selling these products. And his label was not in compliance with the FDA. I've had a lot of people write on in when I was describing how to make your own nano silver. We have our little machine that does it. And I had a lot of people who'd write on in and say, I'd like to buy a bottle. And I said, no, I'll give it to you. I won't sell it to you because then I have to go through that whole FDA nonsense. And it's not a business I really want to get into anyway. But it's a little excessive. 6 years for not having a correct label on something. And mind you, this is the same FDA that is now saying that TV commercials for prescription medications will no longer need to have those warnings on them about the adverse consequences of the medications. I sense a bias in the FDA's handling of these two different cases. Okay, apparently they have found the fossil remains of what could be a new unknown species of early human being over in Xuchang, central China. They're doing all kinds of interesting things there. All right, we're coming up here on the top of the hour, and the lovely lady Claire, and I'm being sent all these links to all these videos about life in North Korea, and I've posted them all to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, and it just underscores, yes, everything we've been told about North Korea by the corporate media is, ta-da, drum roll please, a lie. Imagine my shock and horror. We've been lied to again. All right, real quickly, Francis in North Carolina, we only have a minute. What's on your mind?
Whoa. Michael?
Yes.
Hello, hello. You just made a commentary about the military and people and so forth taking what shower with in what room or whatever have you.
I'm gonna have to hold you over the station break, okay? Don't hang up. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.